This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Britain is advising its citizens against traveling to Iran after U.S. and Canadian officials said intelligence indicates that Iran shot down a Ukrainian airliner with a missile. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says that evidence comes from multiple sources. U.S. officials say they don't know whether it was intentional, but the strike could well have been a mistake, coming in the hours after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack against Iraqi military bases housing U.S. troops. President Trump spoke about the plane's downing at the White House.
It was flying in a pretty rough neighborhood, and somebody could have made a mistake.
In an initial report, Iranian investigators say the pilots made no distress call, but the plane went down in flames as it was turning back for the airport. All 176 people on board were killed. At least 63 were Canadian citizens. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The House of Representatives passed a non-binding measure aimed at limiting President Donald Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. The vote was 224 to 194. Ed Donahue has details.
The aim is to criticize the U.S. killing of Iran's top general, Qasem Soleimani. North Carolina Republican Mark Meadows says it amounts to apologizing to Iran for an action that was justified.
All this does is emboldens our enemies to suggest that the American people are divided. But I'm here to tell you that we are not divided.
Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro says facts are being obscured.
The administration could not provide any specifics about what constituted an imminent threat. They couldn't tell us what the targets were.
President Trump did not consult with congressional leaders ahead of the attack. Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump hit the campaign trail Thursday, celebrating the killing of Iran's Quds Force commander and mocking Democrats for wanting advance notice of military operations. Speaking in Toledo, Ohio, in his first campaign rally since the fatal drone attack that killed Iranian Quds Force commander Qasem Soleimani, Trump said he took bold and decisive action to save American lives.
Qasem Soleimani planned and executed attacks against American targets, killing and wounding thousands of U.S. service members and many, many thousands and even hundreds of thousands of other people.
Trump also mocked Democrats for criticizing his decision to kill Soleimani, saying he didn't have time to give a heads-up call to Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, whom he said, in his words, is not playing with a full deck. The president's appearance at the Toledo Arena was his first campaign rally of the 2020 election year. Australian authorities urged nearly a quarter of a million people to evacuate their homes Friday as soaring temperatures and erratic winds were expected to fan deadly fires across the east coast. Shane Fitzsimmons is the New South Wales State Rural Fire Commissioner.
We've got widespread severe through the south coast, the high country, out through the southern slopes and the southern ranges. But we've also got right through the southern slopes area extreme fire danger today, which is where a lot of the fire concentration is and fire risk is.
Temperatures are expected to be well above 40 degrees Celsius in several parts of Australia, threatening to inflame a bushfire season that has already destroyed nearly 2,000 homes. More than 150 fires remain alight across the country. Authorities fear that a shift in the winds due later in the day will fan the flames and change the direction of many fires. And Lebanese prosecutors have issued a travel ban for a fugitive ex-Nissan chief, Carlos Ghosn. Reuters' David Doyle has details.
A source close to Ghosn said his legal team is pushing for the 65-year-old to be tried in Lebanon. Under the prosecutor's decision, Ghosn will keep authorities informed of his place of residence and will surrender his French passport.
Hello, Mr. Ghosn.
One of Ghosn's lawyers said the once titan of the auto industry was very comfortable with the proceedings in Beirut. Judicial authorities have also asked Japan for its case file on Ghosn and said he will not be questioned again until that information is received.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. An up day on Wall Street Thursday with all three major indices finishing trading in positive territory. For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.